It's important to ensure that one's retirement lump sum is invested in assets that will generate a decent income for the retiree over time. But how can this be achieved? Well, Marriott Asset Managers manage retirement funds, and they have their own ideas in achieving these outcomes. I'm joined in studio by Duggan Matthews. He's the Chief Investment Officer at Marriott Asset Managers. Thanks very much for joining us in studio, Duggan. So Marriott keenly advances a proposition that pensioners investing in their lump sum funds should be invested in steady income generating assets. What's the philosophy all about, and what investments or instruments do you tend to utilize to ensure that an investor's capital base doesn't get eroded?
Thanks very much, first of all, for having us on your show. I think our philosophy is it's very much income focused. And the reason for that is retired investors typically require an income stream to fund their lifestyles once they stop working. And the type of investments that we invest in typically are comprised of blue chip companies, high quality businesses that pay out reliable dividends, ideally growing. So the likes of Spar, Standard Bank, First Rand, Clicks, etc. Because if an investor invests their lump sum capital into businesses of that nature, they can derive a steady growing income stream from those businesses,
yes,
which then they can use to fund their lifestyles post-retirement without having to dip into their capital. So they can put together a portfolio where they live off the income produced by their assets, as opposed to relying on capital growth, which can be unpredictable and volatile at times, to fund themselves for a 20 or 30 year period, because retirement, as we know, is a long story.
Yes, of course. So you invest in blue chip companies that have reliable type of earnings and so on. What about the area of bonds?
Okay, so bonds are very useful for asset class for retirees, because that asset class typically produces a high level of initial income or income yield. The trade-off there is that there won't be much growth in income, or there won't be any growth in income over time. And if you look at 10 to 15 year bonds, you're getting a yield between 9.5% on that asset class, which is useful for retirees. But if you have a portfolio comprising solely of bonds, you'll be able to draw a high level of income, but you'll have no growth in income. And as we know, inflation will erode the purchasing power of that income stream over time, so you won't be able to preserve your lifestyle. So we try to put together portfolios with a mix of high yielding investments like bonds, and then growth investments like equities, like property, in a sensible mix, so that the income yield of the portfolio is attractive, but you also have enough growth assets in the way of equities and property to ensure that income that you derive from that portfolio keeps up with inflation over time. Because we think most retirees, what they're looking to achieve is they're looking to achieve that highest standard of living or lifestyle they possibly can achieve with their lump sum, and then to preserve that lifestyle over time.
Duggan, in making decisions around the companies that funds should be invested in, what are the key factors that should drive those decisions, and how are risks mitigated? Because you're having to make the right call on the investments that you make, and you're also in an environment where, of course, equities haven't performed so well locally.
Yeah, so for us, it's once again, our process is centered around income generation and sustainable income generation. So when we assess a company, we want to make sure that it is able to pay out a dividend and then to reliably grow that dividend or income stream over time. And typically, companies of this nature will be in industries that produce basic necessities or goods that are fundamental to the lives of their customers, like food producers, like healthcare producers, like banking companies, because, you know, in good times and bad times, we tend to still demand the products or services those companies provide. And as a result, they're very conducive to reliable profitability growth, which lends itself to reliable dividend growth. And that's what we focus on at Marriott. We want to make sure that the companies we invest in generate slightly more income, ideally ahead of inflation, next year, and then the year after, and then the year after that, and hopefully indefinitely as we go on in time, to make sure that the retiree has something in the form of income that they can bank on.
It sounds pretty much like a Warren Buffett type of investment approach.
Yeah, I think it's not a complicated approach. We try and keep things simple at Marriott. I think it has great practical value, which is something we're proud of, I suppose. We think it's really useful for the retiree, as we've mentioned. We have the need of that retiree at the center of our investment process. And as a result, all our decisions we feel are in the best interests of making a retirement outcome a mm-hmm. successful one for income-dependent investors.
And speaking of Warren Buffett's philosophy, obviously the issue of the cost of fees, how much it costs retirees to be invested, that's very important. Are you fairly competitive and you keep an eye on that?
Yeah, I think we are, because we're very conscious of the yield of our portfolio. It really heightens our awareness with regard to fees, because the higher the fee you charge, the lower the net yield that the investor is going to be able to receive at the end of the day. So we've just launched a new fund called the Essential Income Fund, designed and managed to provide a sustainable growing income stream for retirees. And the all-in cost of that fund with us at Merit is 75 basis points, less than 1%, which I think is highly, highly competitive. It's a good deal for investors. It facilitates a high level of initial income, close to 6%. And as I mentioned earlier, there's growth assets in that portfolio that will ensure income growth in line with inflation over time.
And this essential vehicle that you've just mentioned, does it also include offshore investment?
Yeah, this portfolio, no. We have other options with an offshore component, but this one purely South African asset class focused. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is to maximize the income yield of that portfolio. If you invest offshore, withholdings tax impacts the yield that the investor will receive, and also to ensure that investors' rand liabilities here in South Africa are matched by assets that generate rand income streams. Because at the end of the day, we have to pay for our food and our healthcare and our rent in rands.
That's right.
And as a result, we think for an investor who's looking to maximize their lifestyle as best they can and to ensure they keep up with inflation over time, that mix of assets is a sensible one.
Mm-hmm. Given the fact that, you know, the South African equities market has been moving sideways for a number of years, wouldn't it be important for a retiree to also ensure that they've got some investment offshore so that, you know, they don't put all their eggs in one basket, so to speak?
I think that's a very valid point. I think, you know, obviously it's easier to have a higher allocation to offshore assets for retirees with bigger pots of capital. And if you're going to introduce offshore assets into the portfolio, it will dilute the yields to a certain extent. So instead of a 6% yield, the portfolio may yield about 4.1%, which is the yield of our balance fund. There we have a 30% exposure to offshore assets. You've got a more diversified pot of assets and income that should keep up or exceed inflation over the longer term. But retirement is all about trade-offs at the end of the day. Mm. The more South African assets you invest in, the higher the initial level of income that you can draw. The more offshore assets in the portfolio, potentially a lower level of income initially, but you have the added security of additional diversification. So depending on the circumstances of the client, we try and provide different solutions, portfolios with different mixes of assets to cater for retirees who all have different requirements at the end of the day.
Of course, of course. Of course, you're not a short-term player. You're looking at the long haul, you know, helping people, you know, who maybe have a longevity of 30, 40 yeah. years after they've retired and so on. But obviously, you do have to look at your macroeconomic environment. What is your outlook in terms of the local economy and in terms of equities as well, more broadly speaking, even though you will have been invested in those equities that you think will be able to beat the rest?
I think fundamental to what we do is quality. Every single investment that we make at Marriott, we consider to be high quality. It's your best defense against uncertainty. And by quality, what we mean is businesses that are able to grow profits, earnings, and dividends, regardless of economic, political, or technological change. So if you look at the South African businesses we invest in, they all have robust balance sheets. As I said, they blue chip, great track records, reliable dividend players, good management teams, no cash flow issues. You know, those form the cornerstone of the South African investments in our portfolios. When we include offshore, there we'll look look to include the very best from a global perspective. So we'll be looking at companies like Procter & Gamble, which have been able to increase dividends on 63 consecutive occasions, Coke, Colgate, which have managed to do the same on 50 consecutive occasions, Johnson & Johnson, Reckitt Benckiser, the list goes on. But fundamental to all those businesses is this concept of quality, the ability to remain profitable and to grow profitability and dividends even in tough conditions or when the environment is changing. It's really difficult to predict changes, so instead we try and build robust portfolios to kind of withstand whatever the macroeconomic environment throws at investors.
That was Duggan Matthews. He's Chief Investment Officer at Marriott Asset Managers.